Happy Sunday. I hope you're keeping really well and have had a good week. Here in Ireland, we've had a lot of snow, so it's definitely been a very strange week and one for a time of a lot of reflection when you've been stuck indoors a lot. And it got me thinking about conscious versus unconscious living, which is something I want to get you to think about today and hopefully get you to move and align yourself to more of a conscious living state or intentionally living your life. Can't pronounce that word. So how often are you finding yourself maybe just on autopilot, getting up in the day, having a huge amount of responsibilities, a routine to follow, and kind of going on autopilot a lot? Or you might be finding yourself getting up every day and feeling a little bit lost, feeling like you're not really sure where you're going or what direction you have. And then in between, we might actually be doing things on purpose and, you know, being intending what we want or knowing the direction. But for a lot of us, we're living in the unconscious, and this mightn't be relevant for you, but today might help you to bring more balance around it or to live more consciously. And that's the hope. So unconscious living is, like I described, we might be feeling a little bit lost, feeling like we're going through the normal daily routine of life, different day, but the same thing. And some questions you can ask yourself to figure out whether you're living in this place is, do you like what you're doing in your life on a day-to-day basis? Do you feel fulfilled? Do you like what you're doing work-wise? Are you spending time with the right types of people and the people that you love and care about? How's your physical health and your physical well-being doing? And also, are you feeling like you're on track or in the midst of achieving your goals? So sometimes when we're living unconsciously, it's not that we're not aware necessarily of where we want to be, but life kind of takes over, whether through busyness, whether through stagnancy, or we're not feeling good in ourselves and we're not sure of the next steps we're going to take. Well, conscious living is intentional living. It's like when we're on point of doing more of what we like and more of what we enjoy. And we can bring ourselves to a place where we are surrounded by better people, we're doing what we love and feeling fulfilled, we're having our passions being definitely looked after and engaging in them, engaging in creativity. Yes, life is difficult. So even when you're trying to bring a balance into your life, it is difficult, it is hard, it is stressful. They are guaranteed factors of life. But what's also guaranteed is that you can create where you're going. It might take time. It might take a huge amount of effort. In fact, it will take a lot of effort, but you can do that. So today I just wanted to give you a few ways that you can consciously live your life. And that is being aware and being in tune with yourself and where you're going. That's really what it's about. It's a fundamental key factor. So even if you're aware, this is not the circumstance I want to be in, this is not the life I want to have, you've got that awareness. The next step is, how are we going to bring you to the next place? So the first thing I would say is to maybe get a pen and paper or notebook and keep it for journaling or to do some reflection. I've tried, you know, a lot to bring into these daily teachings a way for you to focus on yourself every day. So you can do the daily teachings to help. You could have a notebook of writing down what's going on for you emotionally. You can take a couple of minutes a day. Even if you have a memo on your phone, you could put it in that. But trying to tune in every day, or at least every couple of days, where am I, what's going on, how am I feeling, what's frustrating me? Get it out of your system. Don't let it build up there. The second thing, and I'm a huge believer, obviously, as a life coach in this, is about setting and reviewing your goals. You can set yearly goals. You don't have to set them every week. I generally like to set goals kind of, for me personally, it's on a monthly basis. And if I get to the end of the month and I haven't achieved them, I pop them over to the next month. Setting goals, however, need to be things that are going to be achievable. They also need, I feel, to be small and broken down into little pieces so you do feel like you're progressing and you kind of change your habits a bit. But also they have to be goals that you know that you're going to enjoy getting to. And that's a big key part, because most of the time, you know, I'm going to get up on Monday morning, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and it's all going to be wonderful. And by 10 o'clock, you've already failed because the thought of having to do any of those things is too overwhelming. One of the other things, which is number three here, I want you to focus on is review your relationships. They say that the five closest people to us are how we are going to be in our life. We become who we surround ourselves with. Look around at the five closest people, or like somebody said to me a couple of weeks ago, look at the last five text messages you have on your phone. Are they from people that uplift you or bring you down? So just review your relationships. It doesn't mean they're bad, but look at maybe who is draining you, who you might have to push back from, who you want to engage with more, who maybe you have lost touch with and want to bring back into your life. Reconnect. Then I get you to look at how are you spending your time at the moment? What are you doing to enjoy yourself? Is life quite mundane and there isn't a lot of enjoyment? Are you so busy that there's no time? And then when you do have a bit of time, you're just too flat out to really put any energy or thought into yourself. How are you spending your time? How on a normal week do you spend your time? The other thing is, and this is interesting, is looking at kind of things, and this is about conscious living, so it's about being in tune with things. How are your eating patterns? How are your physical exercise patterns? Are you overeating? Are you undereating? Have you a balanced diet? And the reason why these are important is because they're all about choice, and conscious living is about choice, and it's about being in tune and being in alignment with the choices that are going to be best for us. The other thing is, it's about how do you spend your money? Are there debts chasing you? Are you feeling under pressure financially? Do you waste money? Do you have too much money and you're doing too much with it? Are you fearful of money? What's going on in that part of your life? I think this is a big part that people don't talk about, actually, is money. And just on that, I did a podcast interview with a lady in Australia, Denise Duffield Thomas, all about money, because it is a topic, particularly in Ireland, that we don't speak about enough. There's a sense of embarrassment around talking about money. Really good podcast if you wanted to listen to that. And then the other part is, what are you doing for work? Or what is your life's path around work? Are you feeling you're on track or fulfilled on that? And if not, why not? So I would say, just going back over them, reflect and journal as often as you can. Set and review your goals, whether they're weekly, monthly, yearly. How do you spend your time looking at that? How do you spend money? How are you treating your body from an eating perspective and an exercise perspective? What are you doing for work? Are you fulfilling your life's path? And are you feeling that you're living your life on purpose and definitely engaging with your passions? And if there's a no to answer to all of those or some of those, then it's about saying, okay, how can I get to the next step? All of this week in the daily teachings, I'm going to do a bit of life coaching in these audios and try to get you to the next steps. Tomorrow, we're going to be looking at, as we move into Monday, the Wheel of Life. And this is about looking at each area of life and how you're going to progress. So I'm hoping it's going to be a very energetic week. And by the time we get to next week, or this time next week, next Sunday, you're going to be feeling a little bit more focused and a little bit more clear of where you're taking yourself. So let's spend, I suppose, today maybe thinking about what I said, and then just noticing every moment, how am I thinking? And a really good learning that I got before from someone was asking myself, and it's a very simple thing, is this decision, is this thought, is this conversation, is this action step, is this choice going to bring me closer to where I want to be in my life or further away? And that is a very simple question you can ask yourself around conscious living. So look, I really love to hear how you get on with this. A bit of a longer audio today, and I hope this week is going to bring you some help around kind of getting more in tune with living consciously. And have a really great Sunday.